Investment flash.
Hormuz is closed. The market hasn't woken up yet. But wait till Monday. Crude's about to scream.
Good morning. It's Sunday, July 12th, the weekend edition of Investment Flash. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald. And yeah, the Strait of Hormuz is closed. Let's get into it.
I mean, 20% of global oil supply at risk? U.S. strikes on Iran? USO barely flinched last session. That is a gift.
A gift that could get returned by Tuesday, buddy. Oil shocks fade the minute the shooting stops.
Wait a second, Gerald. This isn't just about crude. Gasoline prices are diverging. Refinery tightness is real, and China's mandating high output. There's a demand floor here.
Exactly. XLE captures the whole thing. Production, refining, the works. Not a futures bet, but the equity play.
All right, look. The energy trade has legs. I'll give you that. But the bond market is where I'm really looking. Primary dealers are record net short government debt.
Like, not just selling, but outright betting on higher yields?
For the first time in history, TLT is parked at its 52-week low. This isn't a whisper. It's a scream.
Right, and I know you love the inverse, TBT. Leveraged bet on yields going up.
It's the cleanest play. Yeah, flight to safety could squeeze it. But until we actually see a panic bid, the direction is up for yields.
No, but that's exactly my point. Geopolitical shock usually sends money into treasuries. That's the counterweight.
To be fair, it's a risk. But the dealers are positioned for inflation, not panic. I'll take that side.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
Okay, shifting gears. EasyJet. Two U.S. private equity firms are fighting over a budget airline. Shares up 14% last session.
Ha 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 ha! Yesterday we were buying Delta Airlines. Now EasyJet's getting a PE hug. I love it.
Private equity buying an airline is like me buying a yacht, mate. Optimistic, but statistically doomed.
Oh, that's brutal.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Seriously, though, if a deal closes, it's a rare PE foray. The bid war could still push a premium.
Right, and the most original take in the digest called this out. An unconventional target, but the premium is real.
I'm watching EasyJ on the London Oaken.
Speaking of PE, Blackstone and KKR are pulling in more cash as winners take all, both trading near 52-week lows.
Yeah, 35% below highs. The market's saying the fundraising party is narrowing.
But they're still pulling in capital now. That's a re-rating story when sentiment shifts.
It's a value play even I can hear, Kat.
Now, Japan, Toyota Group, is unwinding cross-shareholdings. A governance milestone.
Toyota near a 52-week low, and this unlocks value.
I'm in.
I've seen Japan do this before. It's a slow burn, mate. The ETF, EWJ, could see forced selling from other conglomerates.
Yes, that's the near-term risk. Volatility from unwinding. Watch EWJ for direction.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. But the data center story? WSJ says farmers are opposing over water use. I'm not selling my DLR.
First crypto miners, now data centers. Farmers are the new environmental watchdog.
That's oddly accurate.
Ha, yeah. But DLR up 16% year to date. Equinix near highs. The headline risk is low conviction right now.
Fine. Software and small caps. CNBC says second half rotation into IGV and IWM. Explicit call.
IGV down 10% year to date. Mean reversion is screaming, and IWM has momentum up 19%.
Or the software dip is for a reason. Maybe it's not as defensive as people thought.
But small caps are having a moment near 52-week high. The rotation is real.
Exactly. South Korea, though, EUY up 80% year to date and still cheap? That feels like a trap.
When something's up 80% and trading at record low valuations, it's either a miracle or a trap. I'm betting trap.
17% below its 52-week high. Could spring, could flop. Low conviction. We watch.
And Bitcoin, flat over the weekend, despite Hormuz. That is not what digital gold is supposed to do.
Maybe it's finally become a stable claim.
Yeah, not the kind we wanted. And Empiri Digital selling half its stock to fund AI data centers? Corporate selling is a red flag.
The non-reaction to geopolitics might be the real story. We'll see when the full market opens Monday.
Ripple's legal win, though, XRP clarity from the judge, that removes a major overhang.
Institutional adoption thesis gets a boost, but crypto sentiment is fragile, so low conviction.
All right, so what's our view? The Hormuz closure is the kind of shock that reprices assets, and the market is asleep.
The cleanest expression is a pair: long energy equities, XLE, and short duration, TBT.
I'm with you. XLE captures production and refining without futures roulette.
And TBT benefits from both inflation repricing and the crowded short in bonds. It's a no-brainer if you accept the risk of a squeeze.
Exactly. But what's missing from the press? Asian central banks. With oil spiking, the RBI and Bank Indonesia face immediate rate pressure.
Right. And emerging market currencies are silent. The second-order effects are underappreciated.
All right, so we're all long energy, short bonds, and waiting for the market to notice.
Exactly.
100%.
That's it.
But wait, what if Hormuz reopens Tuesday? Oil falls, bonds rally, short squeeze.
Fair point. Until it does, the market's underpricing the risk. I'll take that bet.
The S&P closed near highs Friday. Investors think this is noise. They could be right, but they could be very wrong.
As always, none of this is investment advice.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 7:30 a.m. London time Monday. Have a great rest of the weekend.
And maybe keep an eye on crude futures overnight. Investment Flash.